Rick Rude, from Wikipedia, the free encyclopedia, at en.wikipedia.org. Richard Irwin Rude, 7th of December 1958 to 20th of April 1999, better known by his ring name, Ravishing Rick Rude, was a professional wrestler who performed many promotions, most notably World Championship Wrestling and the World Wrestling Federation in the 1980s and 1990s. He was a two-time WCWA Heavyweight Champion. During his first reign, it was known as the NWA American Heavyweight Championship. Section 1. Career. Born in St. Peter, Minnesota, Rude attended Robbinsdale High School in Robbinsdale, Minnesota, with Tom Zenk, Brady Boone, Nikita Koloff, Kurt Hennig, John Nord, and Barry Darso, all of whom later became professional wrestlers. After graduating from Anoka Ramsey Junior College with a degree in physical education, Rude began wrestling in 1983 as Ricky Rude, a babyface jobber. He started with Vancouver's NWA All-Star Wrestling before moving on to compete for Georgia Championship Wrestling and later Memphis-based Mid-Southern Wrestling. He later left and joined the National Wrestling Alliance affiliate Jim Crockett Promotions, where he and a variety of tag team partners feuded with the Road Warriors. He returned to Memphis Championship Wrestling in 1984, this time as Ravishing Rick Rude, an overconfident, arrogant heel managed by Jimmy Hart. Rude feuded with Jerry Lawler and later his former partner King Kong Bundy. Rude was hired by Championship Wrestling from Florida in December 1984, where he was managed by Percy Pringle and feuded with Billy Jack Haynes and Wahoo McDaniel while teaming with Jesse Barr. After a year, he jumped to World Class Championship Wrestling along with Pringle, where he feuded with Kevin Von Erich and Chris Adams. After losing the WCCW Championship to Adams in July 1986, he fired Pringle and briefly replaced him with his sister Raven. He formed a short-lived tag team with the Dingo Warrior, but the Warrior turned on him and became a face. In September 1986, Rude returned to Jim Crockett Promotions and joined Manny Fernandez and his manager Paul Jones in their rivalry with Wahoo McDaniel. Rude and Fernandez, known collectively as the Awesome Twosome, won the NWA World Tag Team Championships on the 6th of December 1986 from the Rock and Roll Express, and they began a feud that ended only when Rude left the promotion for World Wrestling Federation in April 1987. To explain the sudden departure, Jim Crockett Jr. aired a pre-taped non-title match where the Express defeated Rude and Fernandez and claimed that Rude had been injured as a result. World Wrestling Federation, 1987 to 1990. In the WWF, Rude was managed by Bobby the Brain Heenan and feuded with Mr. Wonderful Paul Orndorff before starting one of his most famous feuds with Jake the Snake Roberts. Rude had a routine where before the match he would make a show of removing his robe whilst insulting the males in the crowd, and after his victories he would kiss a woman that Heenan picked from the fans. In one storyline, he tried to get Roberts' real-life wife, Cheryl, to comply, aggravating Roberts. On another occasion during the Roberts-Rude feud, Rude came to the ring with a picture of Cheryl stenciled on the front of his tights. A furious Roberts charged the ring and stripped Rude, appearing to television viewers to leave him naked, although the live audiences saw him stripped to a thong instead. Rude's next big feud was with the Ultimate Warrior and began in January at the 1989 Royal Rumble pay-per-view in a super pose down that ended with Rude attacking Warrior with a metal pose bar. With help from Heenan, Rude won the Intercontinental Championship from the Warrior at WrestleMania 5 before dropping it back to the Warrior at SummerSlam 1989, due in large part to interference from Rowdy Roddy Piper. Rude then feuded with Piper before resuming his conflict with the Warrior in the summer of 1990, after the Warrior had won the WWF Championship. The two battled in a cage at SummerSlam 1990, however Rude failed to win the title and departed from WWF in October 1990. This departure came right before he was scheduled to feud with the Big Boss Man, which had its potential start when Rude started making degrading comments about the Big Boss Man's mother. World Championship Wrestling, 1991 to 1994. Rude returned to Jim Crockett Promotions, eventually known as World Championship Wrestling, as the Halloween Phantom at Halloween Havoc on the 27th of October 1991. Unmasking himself later that night. He founded and led the Dangerous Alliance, consisting of himself, Paulie Dangerously, Medusa, Arn Anderson, Bobby Eaton, Larry Zbysko, and Stunning Steve Austin. Rude won the United States Championship from Sting and then feuded with Ricky Steamboat, at one point giving Steamboat a kayfabe broken nose in a gang attack. In 1992, Rude and Medusa left the Dangerous Alliance and feuded with Nikita Koloff. Rude challenged reigning World Heavyweight Champion Ron Simmons on several occasions but did not defeat him. He was injured in December of that year and was forced to forfeit the United States Championship. Rude returned alone in April 1993 and tried to reclaim the title from Dustin Rhodes, who had won it while he was injured. The title was eventually held up after several controversial finishes to matches between the two, although Rhodes regains the title in a rematch. Rude switched his sights to the NWA World Heavyweight Championship, making his intentions clear on the 28th of August 1993 when he was the guest on then-champion Ric Flair's A Flair for the Gold talk segment. Roode defeated Flair for the title in September 1993 at Fall Brawl. As WCW had recently withdrawn from the NWA, the title could no longer be called the NWA World Heavyweight Championship. WCW had purchased the belt itself, however. The title was renamed the WCW International World Heavyweight Championship, which Roode lost to Hiroshi Hayes on 16th of March 1994 in Tokyo, Japan. Roode regained the title just 8 days later in Kyoto, Japan. After dropping the title to Sting on April 17th, Roode pinned Sting on May 1st in Fukuoka to become a three-time champion. Roode, however, injured his neck during the match. Unable to wrestle, he was stripped of the title, with the storyline excuse that he was found to have used the belt as a weapon in the course of the match. Roode retired shortly thereafter. Extreme Championship Wrestling and WWF Return, 1997. Roode collected on a Lloyd's of London insurance policy and did not compete in wrestling again until 1997, when he joined Extreme Championship Wrestling as a masked man who harassed Shane Douglas, at one point spanking Francine. He eventually unmasked and became color commentator before later aligning himself for a short time with Douglas and his Triple Threat stable. During the ECW vs. USWA / WWF intercompany competition, Roode helped Jerry the King Lawler defeat ECW mainstays Tommy Dreamer and the Sandman. Roode later returned to WWF as the insurance policy of D-Generation X stable, Shawn Michaels, Triple H, and China, assisting with several sneak attacks on The Undertaker. He once again left WWF after the Montreal Screwjob at Survivor Series 1997. According to Bret Hart, Roode stayed in the locker room during Bret's confrontation with Vince McMahon, later calling Eric Bischoff and informing him what had happened was in fact real. As Roode was not signed to a full-time contract with WWF, and was instead performing on a pay-per-appearance basis, Roode was able to negotiate a deal with Bischoff and WCW, in part due to his anger over the Montreal Screwjob. Return to WCW, 1997-1998. Roode appeared on both WWF Raw Is War and WCW Monday Nitro on 17th of November 1997. A more clean-shaven Roode appeared on Nitro, which was live, and proceeded to criticise WWF, calling the company the Titanic, a reference to Titan Enterprises, as WWF's parent company was then known, as the sinking ship. An hour later on Raw, which had been taped 6 days earlier, Roode then appeared with a beard. Roode also appeared on ECW's Hardcore TV during that weekend, November 14th to 16th, as the show was syndicated differently depending on the market. Roode was still making ECW appearances while in D-Generation X. In WCW, Roode became a member of the NWO, managing his friend Kurt Hennig. When the NWO split, Hennig and Roode joined the NWO Wolfpack, and they tried to motivate Conan to defeat Goldberg, who was undefeated at the time. When Conan was defeated by Goldberg, Roode and Hennig attacked him, later joining NWA Hollywood, the rivals of the Wolfpack. By late 1998, both Roode and Hennig were off WCW TV due to injuries. Hennig had an ongoing leg injury that year, and Roode was thought to have had testicular cancer, which turned out to be a cyst. Kurt Hennig returned to the NWO from his injury at Starrcade 1998 without Roode, who was unable to appear on WCW. Roode was rumoured to be training for a full-time comeback to active wrestling in early 1999. Section 2. Death. Roode died on 20th of April 1999 after suffering heart failure. He survived by his wife Michelle and their three children. The believed cause of death may have been an overdose from gamma-hydroxybutyric acid, GHB, and steroids. An autopsy report showed he died from an overdose of mixed medications. Roode testified in 1994 that he had used anabolic steroids to build muscle mass and relieve joint pain. Section 3. In Wrestling. Finishing and Signature Moves. Roode Awakening, a hangman's neckbreaker, overhead gut wrench backbreaker, rack, back to belly pile driver, swinging neckbreaker, DDT, figure 4 leg lock, diving knee drop. Managers: Jimmy Hart, Bobby Heenan, Paul Jones, Percy Pringle III, and Raven, Roode's sister Nancy. This sound file and all text in the article are licensed under the GNU Free Documentation License, available at www.gnu.org/copyleft/fdl.html.